We started the show this morning talking about the fact that we heard about this young fella from Enniskillen, and he's relaunched CFAX. And this is the genuine, actual CFAX music from when CFAX was a thing we used all the time. You go, I wonder, is the A-team on today? 3-1-2. Oh, there's ITV, okay. And because you were on 400 and something previously, it had to go the whole way around. The wee clock ticker had to go the whole way around and come back again to 3-1-2. You're going, ah, deadly, 3 o'clock ITV. And I did a wee synopsis of the show. Sometimes B.A. Baracus won't get on a plane. Oh, there you go. Or Mr. T. He was Mr. T played by B.A. Baracus. B.A. Baracus was the character played by Mr. T. Sorry. So anyway, CFAX has made a welcome return. Nathan Dean, who's from Fermanagh, decided he wanted to put it back together again. Maybe to slow down the world a tad. And the Intrepid team here at the Connor Phillips Show has found Nathan Dean. Nathan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
How are you, young fella? Good to have you on the show. How's life?
That's going pretty well at the minute, yeah.
You would not believe the amount of people who have contacted the show this morning missing a bit of CFAX. Missing CFAX in their life. Nathan, can I ask you, first of all, what age are you?
I am 20 years old.
So, I'm reading the article here. Like, did you properly, were you around your telly much when CFAX was a thing? You seem a bit young to really remember this.
Well, I wouldn't have had, like, a lot of direct interaction with it, but I do remember a lot, like, the likes of my father there, he would have read it a lot. And I do remember having a go trying to find some things on it myself back when it was on the go.
It's terrific what you've done here. So tell the world what you've done and tell the world, I suppose, more importantly, why you've done it.
Well, essentially, I've recreated the look and feel of CFAX. How it works is the latest headlines come from the BBC. They have an RSS feed on their website, which is sort of a list of the latest headlines that, you know, you can read in with code automatically. And then I've wrote a load of code that converts that into a CFAX page, and you can browse through on my website and see the latest headlines and all the blocky glory of CFAX.
And you know what I love as well, Nathan, and it's the thing that a lot of people were very happy about, that it's at the pace that the old CFAX used to be at. It's almost identical. And it's slowed down the world a tad in the best possible way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it's as close to recreation as it can be, I think. The viewer on my website was written by a guy called Alistair Cray. And it uses a real, like an actual teletext packet feed, you know, exactly the same as what would have gone into a TV. So, you know, by that stretch, you know, it's as close as it can be, if you know what I mean, on an online viewer.
I'm trying to find the easiest way to find this. So if I put in, now I know your own website, right? It's nathanmediaservices.co.uk. But is there a shorter way to get into it? Is there a Google word you could put into it? Or is that the easiest way to get into it and have a look at it?
Yeah, I think if you Google NMS CFAX, I think that's the top result. I'm not sure. I haven't checked that one.
Do you know what? Let's use the BBC as it's meant to be used. Hold on. NMS CFAX. Hit that button. Boom. There you are. NMS as in Nathan Media Services, because I'm joined by Nathan Dean here. NMS CFAX. And then you can look at it all. It is so good. So with regards to like keeping up with everything, is it just one feed you convert into CFAX, or do you have to be a little bit clever and sort of steal stuff from other places in the world of technology?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of feeds that go into that, a lot of different, obviously the main headlines, most of the news content comes from the BBC, so the main headlines, the Northern Ireland news, entertainment, all that comes from the BBC. The top 40 charts, that comes from the official charts. The weather comes from the Met Office's API. So there are quite a few places that that's gathered all in from.
Now, I know you've been talking about this a lot. I see you were talking to my friend and colleague Tim Wheeler on BBC Radio Northampton from your Twitter feed. You've talked to various different news sources. BBC Breakfast have picked up on this as well. John Kay, who has tweeted about this as well. So a lot of people are talking about it in our industry. How many people are clicking on and using it at the moment?
I think the biggest amount of views that I had was a couple of days ago. I can't remember whether it was Thursday or Friday last week, but whatever those days it was, there were 10,000 views in one day, which is absolutely unreal for my website.
So I'm just going down here. The Guardian have done a piece on it as well.
That was the piece that brought it to everybody's attention. That was the first article that was done on it.
That's the brilliant Jim Watterson, formerly of BuzzFeed. I've had the privilege of interviewing him a few times. He's such a great interview. And I'm just looking through all these bits and pieces and all the facts and figures. How does one man deal with all this? Because 10,000 hits in one day is quite a bit for a website, isn't it?
It is a lot, yeah, especially when you're running the website from home.
On your man dad's bandwidth. What's happened? Why can't we get onto the internet? Tim, what are you at? Or sorry, pardon, Nathan, what are you at?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So have you any other plans with this? You know, are you thinking about maybe doing teletext as well, or is this just a little labour of love you're gonna keep in the public eye for as long as possible?
Yeah, that's about the height of it, yeah. It's just, it's a bit of fun. It doesn't really serve, I suppose, in the grand scheme of things, any huge purpose, but it's a bit of fun, isn't it? And people seem to enjoy it, looking back at it and remembering, you know, how it used to be, I suppose.
Amazing, amazing. Look, lots of love for this. People are very happy with this and what we've done. We floated a little topic this morning about precursors, because we think this is the precursor to the internet. We think CFAX and teletext was the thing that we used before we use the internet. So we've put it out to a lot of people. What were the precursors of the big technologies of the 21st century? We've got some brilliant ones here. We've got some one. I wonder, do you remember any of these? But you are quite young, right? So selling your car or a games console, you didn't have Gumtree or the internet. You had to use a free paper. Do you remember the free paper? This is from Rabo, Nathan.
I think I do. I know I've seen papers about selling things. Mm. Yeah.
They're still just there, and this is one that's really made me laugh, right? Are you a Facebook user, Nathan?
Yeah.
Right, before Facebook, right, there used to be this thing, and I think it still does exist in one of the national newspapers, called Dear Deirdre, right? It was a column that you wrote in, and you told them all your problems, and you posted your problems, and you know the way you go onto Facebook now, and it says, someone goes on and says, in hospital, in here since they're at the check-in to hospital, and someone puts at the bottom of it, all right, chick. Do you know that? So they used to have this thing that maybe you ended up in hospital for one particular reason. And what you would do is you wouldn't go onto Facebook and tell the world. You'd write a letter to Dear Deirdre and says, Dear Deirdre, I was doing X, Y, and Z and ended up in hospital. Can you please give me some advice? That's how it used to work here. So we're going to keep this going for the morning. Nathan, thank you so much for coming on, and to the best of luck with it. So NMS, CFAX, and you can get onto it and you can use it for as long as people possibly need.
Okay, yeah, that should work well.
Thank you, fella. Happy New Year and good luck with this.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Nathan from Fermanagh.